Saturday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time, Year C. In today's passage from Matthew's Gospel, Jesus learns that the Pharisees are starting to plot Jesus' death because of the way he has challenged observance of the Sabbath. It would be tempting to explore the historicity of this for a couple of reasons. First, it is not clear historically that the Pharisees were plotting Jesus' death. A more plausible threat would come from the Sadducees, the priestly class, particularly after Jesus' prophetic interruption of the normal activity of the temple later on in his ministry. We ordinarily call that the cleansing of the temple. And secondly, it's not at all clear that Jesus' freedom regarding the Sabbath was something punishable by death according to Jewish law. But I will resist that temptation. Let's consider for the moment Jesus' tactical withdrawal from public life for a while. Jesus made the decision at this point in his ministry not to directly engage his opponents, but to withdraw from their attention. He continued his healing activity with the people, but did it in a much less public location. Apparently, he did not want to antagonize his opponents further at this time, even though his future activities would antagonize them. There is something for us to learn from this tactic, it seems to me. There are times when we are engaged with folks who seriously disagree with us. We may be very convinced of the truth of our position, and we may even be right. But there are times when the more considerate move could be to withdraw from the verbal jousting and efforts to get the upper hand for the sake of not inflaming the situation any more than it already is. You may be familiar with Marshall Rosenberg's book on nonviolent communication. He points out how frequently our language is violent, even when we are not aware of it. By violent language, he means language that leads to hurt and pain. That violent language has the effect of hardening our opponent's objections to our viewpoint, thereby forestalling any chance for a deeper understanding of our position. Rosenberg offers a process of communication that allows for a shift in the relationship between the two contending parties. But right now, I simply invite us to consider that there are times when simple non-engagement or temporary withdrawal can allow something new to emerge that might move the conversation forward. But even when that temporary withdrawal is happening, it is crucial that our interior spirit is not antagonistic or spiteful or hateful. The fundamental command of Jesus remains, love your neighbor, love your enemy. Love here does not refer to a feeling, but to a stance that consists of a steady desire for the well-being of the other. Wanting the well-being of the other is Thomas Aquinas' understanding of love, and that fits nicely with Jesus' love commandment. Jesus' dramatic action in the temple later in this gospel reminds us that he could engage in direct, even strong interventions. But he also discerned times when withdrawal was the better choice. And that can be true for us as well.